This is Mark Pierce, Dr. Disney on the Inside the Magic Forums, with this week's Inside Disney History. This week, we look at Epcot's Wonders of Life. As Epcot was being designed, there was always going to be a life and health pavilion, but Imagineers struggled to find the appropriate story and presentation techniques. It wasn't until the technology of the motion simulator for the Body Wars ride that Imagineers could finally move forward. The 100,000-square-foot Golden Dome for the Wonders of Life Pavilion, located on the technical east side of Future World, quote, was designed to celebrate fitness, wellness, and the joy of being alive, said Barry Braverman, recently laid-off WDI veteran, father of the California Adventure Park, and show producer for the Wonders of Life Pavilion. Its goal was to have the guests come away with a greater appreciation of what a marvelous machine the human body is and how they can help keep their own in good running order. The 250-by-65-foot-high dome, with a framework reminiscent of natural crystal and cell structures, housed attractions including Body Wars, Cranium Command, The Making of Me, Coach's Corner, The Anatomical Players, Goofy About Health, The Fitness Fairgrounds, and a food bar featuring guilt-free goodies. The motif of the central area of the pavilion was that of a stylized county fair, fresh, friendly, and intentionally trying to balance the technologically heavy Body Wars. In the front of the pavilion was a 65-foot-high model of DNA. Apparently, a human would have to be some 6 million miles high to accommodate DNA of that size. The Body Wars ride was created jointly by Walt Disney Imagineering and George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic. Tom Smith, executive producer of the hit Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and former five-year head of ILM, was technical advisor on the film. Elizabeth Shue portrayed Dr. Cynthia Lair. ILM technician Stephen Gawley made the models, as he also did for the recent Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest. The film was directed by Leonard Nimoy, known for his portrayal as Mr. Spock in Star Trek, and as director of the film Star Trek IV and Three Men and a Baby. Quote, even though Body Wars is the shortest film I've ever directed, it presented a new set of challenges, said Nimoy. We had to take into account that the film will be shown inside a moving theater, the simulator. So in order to intensify the sense of motion, we built a set that actually moves and rocked it during filming to match the pitching and rolling of the simulator, end quote. 40 passengers rode in each of the four simulators, resembling those used in pilot training, which provided the sensation of fast movement. All the excitement of a thrill ride is created by combining this movement with the 70mm motion picture footage projected inside the simulator. One of my most memorable moments at the Wonders of Life Pavilion was on the backstage tour, where we were ushered into an offstage door, through a black curtain, and into a dark, cavernous room. We were told to be quiet, and overhead we could see guests walking across a ramp. When the guests were seated and the doors closed, they turned on the overhead lights, and we were facing two of the massive Body War simulators. The 26-ton simulators were perched on spindly legs, looking something like the Scout AT-Walkers from Star Wars. The theater on top of these four legs swung wildly as the ride commenced. Black and white video screen monitors the guests inside, and the cast members were, quote, looking for protein spills. Even though the ride system was identical to Star Tours, more guests became sick on Body Wars due to its subject matter. Apparently, if the simulator and the film were not lined up properly and in sync, they could potentially make every guest ill on the ride, so special precautions were in place so that did not happen. Looking at the several-story-tall simulators from the ground and watching them pitch and roll, I thought fewer guests would actually want to ride inside if they could see it in operation. Seeing the amazing technology behind the attraction made me appreciate it even more, and though the ride has now become dated, we can only hope that Imagineering and Lucas can move the simulator technology to the next level with high-definition screens and an even more immersive environment. Another attraction almost hidden in the back of the pavilion was Cranium Command, a very unique show in the Disney repertoire. This show put guests inside another part of the human body, this time the brain. The film, directed by Kirk Wise and Gary Trousdale, directors of Beauty and the Beast and Hunchback of Notre Dame, followed Buzzy, voiced by Scott Curtis, a brain pilot designed by Exotencio. helping him pilot the 12-year-old, also acted by Scott Curtis. Via appearances on other video screens are the logical left brain, Charles Grodin, the wacky right brain, John Lovitz, the hungry stomach, George Wendt, the panicky bladder, Jeff Doucette, the adrenal gland, Bobcat Goldthwait, who is prone to overreacting, and the heart's right and left ventricles, Dana Carvey and Kevin Nealon, reprising their Hans and Franz roles from Saturday Night Live. Natalie Gregory, who voiced Jenny in Oliver and Company, was the young girl. The hypothalamus, voiced by Kirk Wise, which regulates autonomic bodily functions, was represented via an audio-animatronic robot. And General Knowledge was voiced by Corey Burton, the current voice of Captain Hook. In the Wonder of Life Pavilion, I can also remember the MetLife miniature blimp flying inside the dome, the marginally interesting anatomical players, the recumbent bikes with the virtual reality screens, and a strange coil device near Cranium Command that had cold and heated water in spiraling metal tubes. If you placed your hand on the cold side, it just felt cold. If you touched the warm side, it felt warm. But if you touched the middle group with alternating warm and cold coils, it short-circuited your nerves and felt very hot. I can also remember the pre-show for Cranium Command at some point presented by Kodak showing photos to the music of True Colors. The music that was channeled throughout the entire Wonder of Life Pavilion included selections from Ray Lynch's album Deep Breakfast. Although the pavilion and its offerings may be dated, Epcot needs an attraction celebrating and teaching about the miracles of the human body. We can only hope that somewhere in Imagineering, there's a storyboard and plans for the next generation Wonders of Life. To see source information or to comment on this Inside Disney History segment, join Mark Pierce, Dr. Disney, on the Inside the Magic Forum.